Well, as you know, today is the eclipse. Of course, we'll only see a partial eclipse in the UK here, and of course, probably won't see that at all, because we've got cloud cover. But apparently, lots of strange things happen in an eclipse, like my face will probably go all hairy and all. Or maybe it's just a disguise and it's a spaceship sneaking in. But you know, what happens if it's something got in front of the sun like that and just kind of got stuck? You don't know. Hasn't happened yet, but it could do. But apparently there's a spike in deaths at an eclipse. I mean, let's dramatize this event as well. And I think I know why. As we know, some robots have been introduced into society because they're all clone-like and all the same as each other. And of course, they're solar powered. And if any of them have a dodgy backup battery, which I'm sure a lot have by now, when the eclipse happens, they just shut down and never turn on again. And I tell you how you can tell. If you look at the bottom of your foot, it looks like a faruka, but it's not. It's a small panel that you can actually unclip. And it's like a very big button battery. If you got one of those on your foot, then you're a robot, because some of them don't even know. Now, I've seen a couple of eclipses in my time, but apparently the next total eclipse in the UK is in 57 years. I mean, I don't know. I've seen a few. I think I'll miss that one. But if you think about it, it must really screw up the animal world. Anyway, I think it's only going to last about an hour. Anyway, if you're worried about your battery in your foot, I believe you can get them at Target and Walmart. But get the Duracell made one, they're the best. Anyway, if you've got some friends or people that are close to you, soon as the eclipse happens, take a look at them, see if they blink funny or something. Because then you know that they're a robot. Take it easy, guys, and enjoy the eclipse wherever you are. Let's hope it doesn't get stuck. See ya.